Well, every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood. So the need for blood, of course, is constant. That said, here with the holidays approaching us very quickly at this point, and as people are making those travel plans to celebrate with family, with friends, really, we just want to remind everybody to go ahead and be intentional and set aside some time to give blood because, of course, we're busy. We're always busy, but this time of year, things get really, really busy. And so I want to make sure that you do go ahead and make that appointment and say, yes, I will roll up my sleeve and I will give blood. And it's sure great to have folks come out to our blood drives to give blood.
Is there one type of blood that is more needed than another, or is it generally across the board this time of year?
Well, O blood donors and platelet donors certainly are needed at a high level. That said, all blood donors are needed at all times. You know, as I mentioned there, I mean, it could be a lot of different things where somebody might need blood for, whether they've been in a car crash, somebody dealing with a difficult pregnancy, cancer patients. That list is very, very long. And so whatever blood type it might be, you are needed. Yes, particularly those O blood donors, but all blood types are needed.
And then as far as most of the locations I see, you know, they say walk-ins are welcome, but probably the easiest way to do it is, you know, if you can make a reservation online or through the 800 number.
If you're able to make an appointment, that is preferred. That way we can know that you're coming. You actually can save yourself a little bit of time. If you do it, for example, in our free blood donor app, you can make your appointment there and then actually do some of the pre-screening questions right in the app. So, you know, if time is an essence for you when you come in, that can take off a few minutes. That said, we don't keep you long while you're there. The whole process lasts, you know, less than an hour. The actual part of giving blood is usually just a couple of minutes. Now you have other options for getting those appointments set up, redcrossblood.org, or you can also call 800-RED-CROSS.
And then I think the other great thing about Red Cross, we always talk about like grassroots stuff and the outreach of having a lot of these, you know, drives taking place in local communities. Can you kind of speak to the importance of that?
Sure. Well, you know, there are blood donors everywhere. And so we want to make sure that we give everybody the opportunity to give blood. And so, for example, the blood drive coming up in Aledo, in Mercer County there, December the 20th, 11:30 to 5:30. It's going to be happening at the VFW Hall. That's just one of many examples of blood drives in local communities throughout the Illinois region and, of course, beyond. And definitely encourage the community to get involved. If it's something maybe that you haven't done in a while, would love to have you come in. If you've never given blood, go to redcrossblood.org. If you have questions, all the answers to your questions are there. And again, like I said, the process does not take long. You can pick a time that's convenient for you. Each blood drive has different time slots. And as I mentioned there, the one in Aledo from 11:30 to 5:30. So whatever time fits your schedule, we'd love to see you. And just know that you're making a difference when you do come in and give blood.